proven strategies to prevent, manage, and reduce the pain of arthritis naturally. Hi, I'm Dr. Marcus Chakos, chiropractor and wellness specialist and author of the life-changing book, The Arthritis Solution. And I'm going to continue this podcast series on the proven strategies to prevent, manage, and reduce the pain of arthritis naturally. I'm going to begin this particular presentation with the arthritis myth. I'd like to share with you the principle of the fact that when you go to one of your practitioners, in particular when you see a medical practitioner with arthritis, you're often going to hear, and mind you, this is not always the case, but you will often hear, you've got arthritis. Okay, arthritis is a fairly severe condition. It's a progressive condition. It's a deteriorating condition. Once you've got it, you've got to live with it. Once you've got arthritis, that's it. You've got arthritis for life. This is the arthritis myth. This is how it's presented most of the time. There's nothing that you can do about it. You've got arthritis, that's it. Take anti-inflammatory medication for the rest of your life. Endure the pain for the rest of your life. There's nothing that can be done. Well, there's nothing that could be further from the truth. Because the arthritis myth has perpetuated itself for so long, because the arthritis myth is ingrained in the medical profession, because the arthritis myth is what people have come to believe, people have stopped looking for solutions. People have stopped believing or hoping that something can be done, and they resign themselves to the pain and suffering of arthritis. But it doesn't have to be this way. Let me firstly present a scenario to you, and please bear with me. I know this is going to sound a little bit crazy and far-fetched, and in a way it is, but it's to make a point. Imagine for a moment, and it could be, I'm going to give a scenario, but you could vary this scenario to whatever your interest may be. So I'm going to give the scenario of a cook, okay, an internationally recognized cook. They are so well known. They're phenomenally respected. They've written books. They've been around for 20, 30 years. Their books are bestsellers. Their TV program is much loved and adored. They are known throughout the world as not just innovative cooks, but cooks that, you know, provide leading edge information and processes on new recipes, on ideas, on and just on food in general, and they are loved. And as is often the truth with many stars, what happens in their private life and what happens on the screen, on TV, or in their books are often different. So imagine that you hear that your favorite cook is coming to town to do a show. You go, wow, this is fantastic. I want to be part of that process. And so you book in to this show. You're excited. You're energized. You're going to learn from your favorite chef, from your cook, from this person who's brought so much into your life. And again, just breaking off you, it could be, you know, the same thing. It could be your favorite mechanic or car person. It could be anything in the context of something that you're interested in. But I'm going to run with the cook analogy or the chef analogy. And so this chef rocks up. You've turned up to the presentation. You've got there early because you're hopeful of meeting them. And certainly you're really excited. And they come up and they thank you for being there. And they outstretch their hand and you shake hands and their hands all oily. Yuck. Anyway, the chefs, they probably have oil. And they notice the unusual expression on your face. And they say, yes, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. I'm a chef. I have oily hands, and I will always have oily hands if I'm going to be a chef, because you cannot get oil off your hands. It's not possible. And you go, what do you mean it's not possible to get oil off your hands? All you need to do is, and before you say anything, they cut you off and say, please don't tell me what. I've been in this industry 30 years. I know everything there is to know. You can't get oil off your hands, and don't tell me otherwise. Upstart. And they walk off, somewhat rude and arrogant, and you think, oh, my gosh, I wasn't expecting that, but what do you mean you can't get oil off your hands? You're thinking to yourself, of course you can get oil off your hands. Hot water and soap, well, that works really well. I'm sure you have to put a bit of effort in, and yes, it's not easy to get the oil off your hands, but it does take time and effort. But once you implement and apply that time and effort, you can get oil off your hands. You know you've done it. You've certainly had your hand deep in oil as part of the cooking process, but you've been able to get that oil off your hands. Well, what is he talking about? And that's the first thing I want to share with you. Oftentimes, people in expert positions have not themselves found a solution. And that doesn't mean they're not great at what they do. That doesn't mean they don't know things that are really, you know, profound and important and valuable and extend beyond what you yourself know. But at times, being in that expert position doesn't give you the opportunity to see as broadly as other people may do. And oftentimes we find that with arthritis. We have studied so deeply arthritis, the damage of the bones, and we've applied a simple technique. And so this chef expert may say, look, I've tried cold water. I've put cold water with soap on my hands and the oil never comes off. So I have tried to get rid of the oil, but it doesn't work. I've washed it off on the cloth by the side of the bench. The oil doesn't come off. Well, there are two things that you've tried, and they may not give you the solution you're after. But have you looked further? Have you continued to look? Now, sometimes you can't have these types of experts. These types of conversations with experts. And so they believe what they believe. And it's that way often with arthritis, because if you give a pain-killing medication to an arthritis sufferer, it alleviates the pain now for a short period of time, but it does not cure, reverse, or even heal the arthritic damage that is present. It alleviates the pain for a short period of time, but as the wear and tear continues, as the body degenerates further, the arthritis progresses and the painkilling medication no longer suffices because the damage deepens, because the damage progresses. That level of painkilling medication is no longer effective. You need further medication. And this continues until no medication actually helps or works, and the pain is so intense that there's nothing can be done. And so the practitioner says, well, nothing can be done for arthritis. We've used painkilling medication. It hasn't worked. And they say, well, let's try an anti-inflammatory medication. And certainly, arthritis is an inflammatory condition. Arthro meaning joint, itis meaning inflammation. It's an inflammatory joint condition. So they provide an anti-inflammatory, and you get, again, some reduction of the inflammation, therefore some reduction of the pain. But again, what's generating the inflammation? The anti-arthritic medication, the anti-inflammatory medication hasn't addressed the cause. The true cause of the pain was never identified and therefore never addressed, and therefore the ongoing nature of the condition never alleviated. And so the practitioner says, well, we've tried painkilling medication and anti-inflammatory medication. We've noticed that over time the condition degenerates, deteriorates, and therefore it's a progressive condition. There's nothing that can be done. We have done what we know, and what we know hasn't worked. Therefore, it can't possibly be resolved. And there's the first limitation of the thinking. Just because what they know, what they have done, hasn't worked, it can't be treated. And so this is what many people fall into the habit of, and this is with the basis of the arthritis myth. Okay, you've got arthritis. We've tried painkilling medication. We've tried anti-inflammatory medication. Even at times we've used surgical processes to scrape the bone. But we come back years later and the condition is still present. The damage is still accumulative. Therefore, arthritis is a progressive condition and can't be reversed, can't be treated, can't be fixed, can't be cured. There's nothing that can be done. You need to live with it and continue taking the medication as long as you can to alleviate some of the discomfort and pain. But it's something you're going to learn to live with. You're going to have to learn to live with it. And I've heard this from my clients so many times, that that's what they've been told by their practitioners. And it doesn't have to be that way. And that's simply an arthritis myth. Because imagine this, and this is the scenario I want to present to you. If you're holding the thought, if you're at all believing that there's nothing that can be done to remedy your arthritis, to alleviate the pain, and in fact, create deep healing and change, then imagine this. This is a consultation I had with a client many, many years ago. He was sitting before me, and I still remember this as clear as day. And he'd come in as a 40-year-old with arthritis. There was, you know, I'd looked at the x-rays, there was significant damage in his and degenerative change in his lower back. There was wearing of the joints, there was wearing of the discs, there were bone spurs, all consistent with a diagnosis of arthritis. He was in pain, there was present inflammation, and so he wanted to know if something could be done. And I said, well, you know, there is things that can be done for arthritis. You can alleviate the pain and you can change the bone so that the body begins to heal. And he goes, well, I've just come from my doctor. There's nothing that we can do. He says, I've got arthritis. I've got to learn to live with it, take painkillers for the rest of my life. And you know, I'd heard that story so many times before. And I said, well, it doesn't have to be that way. He said, what are you talking about? And I responded by saying, well, have you, you know, ever had a cut? And he goes, well, yeah, of course I have. So, well, did that heal? He goes, yes. So, well, have you ever had a bruise? He goes, yeah. I said, did that heal? He goes, well, yes. You could see there was a bit of agitation there. I wasn't quite following what I was talking about. I said, have you ever had, you know, a strain or a sprain, a pulled muscle? He goes, well, yes, of course I have. But what's that got to do with it? I said, well, stick with me. Did that heal? He goes, yes. I said, well, have you ever had a cold or a flu? And did that heal? He goes, yes. But what's this got to do with my arthritis? I said, have you ever had a broken bone? And he goes, well, and obviously I've taken the history, so he knew the background, but let me tell you what he said in relation to that. He goes, well, of course I've had a broken bone. You know that. You just took my history. You know that when I was in my 20s, I was in a major accident. I'd fractured and shattered my pelvis and my leg, and I was in hospital for 6 weeks in one of those inversion casts that completely immobilized my leg. The fracture needed to heal. They'd set it, and I was not able to move while the healing took place. And then, after I was out of the inversion sling, once I was up and about, I had to learn how to walk all over again. I'd lost muscle mass. The bone was no longer, you know, my body, the bone was healing, but it was no longer stable on my legs. It was, you know, scary and frustrating. I had to learn to walk all over again. So the occupational therapist worked with me every day for weeks. It went on for months while I learned to walk, while I learned to regain my balance and my coordination and my strength. And then the physiotherapy, because of the pain, worked with me as well. The physiotherapy every day was starting to help me, and then I had to do exercises, and I continued to work on getting my mobility back and reducing the pain. And there was the massage, and then there was the stretching, and then there was the work that was done in the gym, and I had a personal trainer, and I started exercising, stretching, strengthening, conditioning my body. And for a year, I did something every day to be able to get to the point where I functioned better, where I was able to, you know, run and enjoy life. And it was still years later, before having done this, that my life, you know, was back to normal. But it took a year of doing something every day to get my mobility and life back. Yes, my fracture healed, but I had to do so much to make that happen. And I said to him, when was the last time you did something every day with that intensity, that focus, to regenerate your arthritis, to heal your arthritis, to recapture your life? And he sat there, and I sat there, realizing just what I had said, and completely abolishing the arthritis myth, knowing why I'd been able to achieve the successes that I'd achieved in that moment. Because I was working with clients in a way and an intensity that enabled them to recapture their health and their quality of life, teaching them what to do, showing the path to regenerate, to heal and create transformation, not just in their quality of life, but in how their body performs, functions and operates. And it dawned on him as well. And he said, you mean to say, if I do something every day like I did with my fractured pelvis and my leg, if I do something every day, work hard on my body can heal. My arthritis can heal. And I said yes. And to you, I say yes. And to the practitioners who haven't been giving you this answer, haven't been giving you hope, haven't been giving you an understanding that something can be done, it's because they don't know what can be done. It's that not knowing what can be done has interfered with their belief of the body's healing potential. The body is a healing machine, if given the opportunity, if given the support. Yes, there are things that you're going to need to do, and we're going to talk about those things throughout this podcast series. Yes, there are things you're going to need to do that you're going to have to do to help your body to heal. But when you do them, when you apply them within your lifestyle, when you intervene with these health principles and practices, truly your body can heal, regenerate and repair. And that is what we're going to be discussing. In this podcast, I want you to abolish in your mind the arthritis myth. I want you to replace it with a belief that the body can and does heal, and that we're going to show you how. I'm looking forward to sharing with you in the next podcast the strategies that move forward with that process and understanding the healing mechanism of your body. Thank you very much once again for your time. I really appreciate bringing this information to you, sharing this information with you, and taking you on the journey towards transformation and healing of the arthritis of the processes that are going on in your body and providing these proven strategies to prevent, manage, and reduce the pain of arthritis naturally. Thank you for your time. This is Dr. Marcus Chakos, founder of the Natural Treatment of Arthritis Solution, and we look forward to speaking with you again.